As we've previously mentioned here on WFIR, Roanoke City Council announced the possibility of moving a casino into the Berglund Special Event Center. During a press conference on Tuesday, Roanoke Mayor Joe Cobb said the casino would help reinvest revenue into schools, infrastructure, and surrounding neighborhoods. Amid a wave of mixed reactions, Roanoke Delegate Sam Rasool says there are better ways to fund the city's priorities.
While I understand it's very difficult to make local budgets work, the reality is, as I've voted against all of the casino proposals, we're so fortunate here in Roanoke that we've had such great investments in many different fields. So hopefully we'll continue down that path.
Rasool says revenue building areas in Roanoke, like tourism, taxation, and the biomedical sector, outweigh the potential negative impacts a casino could have on the Star City. However, he adds that the decision may ultimately lie with Virginia's General Assembly, which would need to approve a referendum.
Certainly, if the General Assembly were to pass this and through a referendum, the citizens of Roanoke were to pass it, then I think the will of a majority has spoken, and we wish everyone the best.
Virginia's 40th District Delegate Joe McNamara recently praised Rasool's thoughts on the proposal, stating, quote, "It is heartening that my House colleague has consistently opposed casino legislation and also knows that this will exploit local folks." Connor Arthur, WFIR News.